This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Gregory Chernoff, a triple board certified, accomplished by very few plastic surgeons. He is certified by the Royal College of Physicians and Surgeons of Canada, the American Board of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery, and the American Board of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. He has significantly contributed to the advancements in plastic surgery and aesthetic medicine while combining meticulous surgical techniques with the latest non-surgical therapies to give patients consistent rejuvenation results. He has given over 700 lectures to physicians around the world on both surgical and non-surgical therapy. He has been featured on news programs such as Dateline, NBC, ABC, and CBS Nightly News, BBC World News, and In Time, Newsweek, and W Magazines. Quite impressive. And Dr. Chernoff, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And quite an honor to have you with us on the program today. Thanks for your time as well. So what are some of the latest advances in plastic surgery today that you have been doing in your practice? Let's start there.
Well, you know, over the last 5 to 10 years, we're seeing many more patients. We speak in terms of generational aesthetics. So we start seeing patients as young as 12, 13 with uncontrolled acne. Then patients who are in their early 20s to mid-30s come in seeking more of what we refer to as preventative aesthetics, as opposed to the 50 to 70-year-old patients that are coming in who really didn't do much preventative work back in their time, who are seeking more of a corrective aesthetic standpoint. And more patients, really the three stages of aging that we see. Number one is the gravitational descent of our muscles. Number two is volume loss. We all lose fat in our faces. And number three is the loss of elasticity, the loss of tone, quality, and clarity of skin. And so from a surgical component, the surgeries that we offer are really geared towards the gravitational descent. Once you develop excess hooding in your eyes, the jowling, the turkey neck, there really aren't any or many good non-surgical techniques that can help those patients. We use the various fillers for volume loss, but there's been a tremendous amount of research looking at how can we improve non-surgically the general tone, quality, clarity, elasticity of skin. Over the past 25 to 30 years, we've maintained a segment of our practice dedicated to research. We've helped with many FDA studies with new topical products. You know, many times when patients come in for a consultation, when I ask them what they're putting on their skin, many times they'd be better off drinking that product than putting it on their skin for all the good that it does. And so in the last 5 years, we've been looking at key ingredients in products that can truly make a difference. And over my close to 30 years, it's really rare to find a product that makes a genuine difference in patients' lives, no matter what their age. And so what we found in the last 5 years is a new product that incorporates a naturally occurring molecule called nitric oxide in our bodies. Nitric oxide is made by the lining cells of our blood vessels. The problem is, by the time we're age 50, our natural production of nitric oxide is decreased by about 50%. You know, if people have chest pain and they put a nitro pill under their tongue, they start to feel better because the NitroPill gives off nitric oxide, the gas. Nitric oxide is a very potent vasodilator, so it improves blood flow. Dr. Nathan Bryan is a PhD at University of Texas, who then went on to develop an external source of nitric oxide, a lozenge that a patient can put under their tongue. Commercially, it's referred to as Neo-40. And what they found clinically, and this is what led them to the research of the skin product, was that the external taking of this lozenge could modify cardiovascular risk factors in patients. They found that it reduced triglycerides and blood pressure. So there was then a lot of research on topical formulations of nitric oxide, and Dr. Bryan helped in the formulation of a product called from Numa called the N1O1. And this product is a very unique dual chamber device for which when a patient applies a drop of each product of each of the chambers on their skin and mix it together, it produces nitric oxide, the gas. And topically, nitric oxide in studies that we performed and looking at biopsies of skin, we found that it dramatically improved blood flow. So it can not only act alone, but it can also act as a vehicle to help the absorption of any other product that a patient is putting on their skin. We also found that it helped to improve both the proliferation and the development or differentiation of cells in our skin called fibroblasts that are the computers of the skin that are responsible for improving the tone, the elasticity of skin. So we recently, over a 2 year period, did 100 patient study in my offices in California and in Indiana that was published in the Journal of Surgery. And what that study, it was broken down into aging skin patients, acne patients, wound healing patients, and scar therapy patients. And we found that universally in the aging skin population that when used alone, it improved the tone, the quality, the clarity of skin. It was found to reduce fine lines and wrinkles and also reduce unwanted pigmentation that we see in a condition especially called melasma. In the perimenopausal patients, we saw dramatic results in the acne population with a reduction in active pustules, and then going on to improve some acne scars in patients. Because of its improved blood flow capability, it improved the wound healing in open wounds patients, but we had to perform some cancer reconstructions. It improved the blood flow. If we had to put a skin graft on, or if we had to rotate a flap in those patients. And in scar therapy, particularly in the keloid population, Asian, Mediterranean, Hispanic, and African-American patients are affected by keloids. And we saw that it really helped in a multimodality approach to reduce those. So N1O1 from the company Numa in Austin, Texas, has really been a tremendous addition to the armamentarium that we as surgeons and clinicians have in helping our patients, especially in the large population of patients seeking improvement in their skin, both men and women. You know, we're also my practice almost 30 years ago was 90% women, 10% men. It's almost 50-50 now. So, because it's okay for you and I to want to look our best as well. So, this has really been an exciting study over the last couple of years. And whenever I'm introduced to a new product, I'm always a non-believer until my patients prove to me that this works. And I can't keep this stuff on my shelf. Patients, both men and women, are really finding it very efficacious.
Dr. Chernoff, really appreciate that thorough coverage to kick things off here today. Much appreciated. Now, how does nitric oxide help with acne? Touch on some of those details briefly.
Topical nitric oxides in the literature has found to have a very strong antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral benefit because of its composition. And so particularly with COVID these days, with mandatory mask wearing, we're seeing a lot of patients affected with something that we're referring to as mask-induced dermatitis around the mouth, or perioral dermatitis. So in this patient population, again, we've been seeing clearing of this dermatitis within a week, which is sometimes can take up to a month to reduce with other topicals. But it's the topical antibacterial effects was the prime reason that we saw improvement in the acne population, and then also the improvement in the circulation. Many of these patients are also on other topicals. So when a patient applies the nitric oxide producing serum, it also helps with the absorption of anything else that they're putting on. It also has shown to have an anti-inflammatory effect. And recent studies with acne show that the inflammatory phase of acne often precedes the pustule phase. So anything that we can do for a patient that reduces the inflammatory milieu in their skin can have a tremendous effect on acne.
Now, you just responded how nitric oxide can help with acne and some of the results there. How does nitric oxide help with the aging process?
As we age, again, our vascularity decreases. As our vascularity decreases, the supply of nutrients to our tissue then decreases as well. So the ability of nitric oxide to reach the microcirculation in the tissue in the dermis really helps with improving the what we refer to as the hemodynamic parameters of the skin. So you see an increase in blood flow. It also helps because of that, we would decrease the arterial blood pressure in these patients. But then when it's applied topically, it's been found to have an effect again on the growth and the activity of the cells in the skin called fibroblasts. And the fibroblasts act as really the computers of the skin, governing the tone, the elasticity of skin. So when you improve the tone and the elasticity and create new collagen in the skin, that reflects clinically then with, again, a softening of fine lines, a reduction in fine wrinkles. And patients we were able to quantify this. There's a camera system called QuantifiCare, and with this system, this system measures the depth of wrinkles, the depth of pores, the overall evenness of skin, the amount of pigmentation, and the vascularity. So in our 100-patient study, when we took the photograph with this system, we saw uniform improvement over a 90-day period in all of the parameters that I mentioned.
Really appreciate the information so far. Very, very thoroughly covered, and that's what it's all about. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth15 at eunatural.com. Now, you recently had two studies published. Can you tell us about the significant findings there?
Yes, so the first study was in the Annals of Surgery, and again, this looked at the utilization in the aging skin population. And again, the findings in that study really summarized what we just mentioned about aging skin. The second publication was in the Journal of Pharmaceutical Analytica, and that looked at the acne population. And once again, in men and women, in all of the age groups that were represented in the acne population, over a 90-day period, we saw a reduction in the active pimples or the pustules. Some patients have what we refer to as cystic acne, where they're affected with a deeper form of inflammation. The nitric oxide serum helped reduce the inflammation, reduce those nodules. So we saw that it had a statistically significant effect on the acne population. We actually just, in August, had a third and a fourth paper published. And so this is really for a product that is really only a year old, to be able to have four peer-reviewed papers published really speaks to the product success. The Journal of Surgery paper, again, looked at 100 patients in the four areas of study that we mentioned, again, the aging skin, the acne, the wound healing, and the scar therapy. Being a surgeon, this has really also helped my patient population now. After we make any incision and while the sutures are in, we have patients apply the nitric oxide around and on their incisions. So again, it improves the blood supply, it helps the healing of the incisions, and has really made a tremendous difference in the healing of that patient population. In scar therapy, we've been working in the fields of stem cell therapy and regenerative medicine, cellular medicine. So we've developed new protocols for treating unwanted keloid scars. Keloid scars are most prevalent in African American, Asian, Mediterranean, and Hispanic patients. Oftentimes you'll see those patients that might have had an ear piercing, and you'll see them on the street and it appears like they have a large cauliflower growth on their ear. That's referred to as a keloid. So we've seen in a what we refer to as a multimodality approach to scar therapy, when we, after we surgically remove the keloid, we start applying the nitric oxide serum immediately in the wound and around the wound, and we found that it dramatically improved and reduced the time of these wounds in healing by weeks. So we've really, as I said, my patients have made me a believer in this product. And what patients like is it really doesn't replace anything that they use. It acts as an addition to any product that they're using, because it helps with the absorption of those products.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Gregory Chernoff, a triple board certified plastic surgeon who performs plastic surgery in Indianapolis, Indiana, Santa Rosa, California, Beverly Hills, California, Newport Beach, California, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, I also understand that you use nitric oxide before and after many procedures. Can you tell us why that is and what results do you find when doing that?
Because of its ability to improve blood supply, really the key to healing is healthy tissue, and the best way to obtain healthy tissue is a healthy blood supply. So many patients, particularly who are diabetic, that have a reduction in their blood supply, patients who are smokers that have a reduction in their blood supply, really are prone to negative healing. So when we pre-treat these patients with a topical nitric oxide serum, we're really, in essence, fertilizing their skin to have the ability to have an improvement in their blood supply. This really primes the patient's tissue for any surgical procedure. And then after surgery, again, by applying the nitric oxide, it really helps again in the healing of these patients as well. So particularly in those patient populations, the diabetics, many times patients aren't truthful with us as to having stopped smoking. Most surgeons, we don't like to operate on patients because of their increased risk of non-healing. So the nitric oxide serum has really made a difference in patients if we find that they weren't honest and didn't quit smoking. So it's helped, you know, in any surgeries, we're trying to get to what we refer to as a scarless healing model, because I can do a 6 to 8 hour surgery, and what patients talk about in a month is what do their scars look like. So anything we can do as surgeons to improve healing and to reduce the visibility of scars really goes a long way to helping patient satisfaction.
Dr. Chernoff, just a couple more questions before we conclude things here today. What are you finding to be the most popular cosmetic procedure?
So in men and women, you know, for women, certainly breast augmentation is high on the list. For men and women, unwanted fat remains a problem. So liposuction for these patient populations, very popular. Many patients are born with noses that are out of proportion with the rest of their appearance. So rhinoplasty or sculpting of the nose is still very popular. The most common combination that I do in one sitting for the aging face would be to do what we refer to as an endoscopic brow lift, or elevate the eyebrows into an aesthetically pleasing position using a small little scope through a 1-inch incision in the forehead. Next in that session, we do their upper and lower eyelids to remove the hooding. And then we end it off by doing a facelift. Many of the less invasive facelift population are procedures that become very popular. There's a procedure called Elevate that was developed by Dr. Miller in Beverly Hills. There's a procedure called Face Tight and Body Tight that utilizes radio frequency energy to decrease unwanted fatty tissue and to tighten the skin. These are less invasive ways of tightening up skin and sculpting the face. We're seeing really an increase in the botulinum or Botox procedures that we do to help soften scowl lines, unwanted forehead lines. And the fillers are also very popular. We use fillers such as Voluma to plump cheeks, Juvederm to soften the folds, and a filler called Volbella to define lips. But what's key in all of this that we're talking about is a natural look. Anytime that you and I can walk into a room and tell that someone has had something done, that's not an aesthetically pleasing result. So our nicest result is when no one knows that someone has had something done, they simply look their best. And that's really what we look to achieve. And this is where N101 from NUMA, the nitric oxide product, has really helped us in all of the things that I've just mentioned from a healing standpoint.
Well, it certainly has been quite informative. Really appreciate all the information shared here today. As we conclude, why do some people age better than others?
So aging, so first we're all born with certain genes, and it's really how we treat ourselves then as we age that plays a big role from first a psychological standpoint. Unwanted stress and patients that don't cope with stress don't age well. Patients that, smoking is horrible for your lungs, it's horrible for your skin. A good diet is very important as well, a well-balanced diet. All of us every day need, a good balance of protein, fats, and carbohydrate. Supplementing our diets, many patients are iron deficient, vitamin D deficient. When we look at COVID, there were many papers that came out looking at the fact that the patients who are vitamin D deficient, there's been talk of why are African American Hispanic patients more prone. Most of those patients are vitamin D deficient and vitamin C deficient. So supplementing our diets always it helps in the aging process as well. And again, some patients are just prone to wanting to maintain and take better care of themselves as well. So there's a large list of things that contribute environmentally to how we age, as well as the genes that we're born with.
Dr. Chernoff, really appreciate your time today. I really appreciate all the insight and information shared per your expertise, and we appreciate also what you do in this space. Where can listeners find out more about you, and also by means of being in contact, where's the best place online to do so?
I can be reached at drchernoff.com. We have information of about everything that we've talked about. We always welcome folks to contact us online for a virtual consultation or an in-person consultation as well. And I really appreciate the opportunity of spending time with you today.
And I did as well. And Dr. Chernoff, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Gregory Chernoff, a triple board certified plastic surgeon who performs plastic surgery in Indianapolis, Indiana, Santa Rosa, Beverly Hills, and Newport Beach, California. And for more information, simply visit drchernoff.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.